Hello, Body Shoppers. This is Gelsomino, and you are listening to the G-Spot Experience. This is episode one with Pittsburgh members Joe and Hope. Interesting story of how this came about. They had listened to the Ashton Blake interview, or actually watched the Ashton Blake interview, and had expressed interest in being interviewed as well, hence the reason for this particular episode. If you're a couple or a single and you're interested in being interviewed for the G-Spot Experience, you can always send me an email to the letter G at bodyshopnightclub.com, or you can text me at area code 412-690-0699. I hope you enjoy the episode and take care.
So, we're here with Joe and Hope, and I'm G and Mary Lou. So for those of you that are watching us on video, Joe and Hope have opted to not be on video for this, but they have agreed to be on audio. Thank you for being here and doing this. I know it's nerve-wracking a little bit. Joe says he doesn't care, right?
No, I don't care.
So Joe and Hope have been coming to the club for about 3 months, since May.
Yep, since May.
That sounds right.
Okay. So I'm going to jump right into it because I'm always, always curious. And I'm actually really excited to do this because I get to talk to people, but it's always in a very chaotic environment at the club. So it's nice to be able to sit down and, you know, just kind of get to know you and pick your brain and figure out, you know, what makes you tick and how you got here.
Yeah, because most of the conversations, though, we might be talking to somebody, they have to be somewhat limited because it just always seems like, well, someone else is waving here or hey there. And you know, right. We get called somewhere because we're on mics, so.
Right, especially when the club's open.
Yeah.
Right.
There's so many people
right.
here.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Unless I'm just saying, like a lot of times, if you see me with a radio, I'm 100% working. If you see me without a radio, I'm 50% working. Like, they have to come find me first.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and the other 50%, I'm going, did you hear that? Did you hear that? No.
Yeah. She's not allowed to wear radios anymore.
Yeah, no.
Enough about us. So, May, you started coming to the club, 2019. I'm going to assume this didn't start in May of 2019.
No, it probably was about April. So it's still really relatively
It's
recent.
Really new.
So it honestly was a strip club experience. We went to a strip club together and went to the couple champagne room.
Oh, yeah. We went to the champagne room and spent a lot of money.
What is a lot of money? Like 100, 500, 1,000?
Over five.
Yeah. So it was a good night, but
okay. So don't tell me the name of the club, but did either one of you have sex with anybody?
No.
Wow, $500 and there was no sex.
No, it was after, but yeah.
Oh, wait.
No,
just us.
Just you two. That's great. Okay.
I will say there was no one in the room with a shirt on.
Okay.
And the stripper was doing body shots.
Okay.
Off of me.
Off of you.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
So. Kind of, then after that, we were like, there's got to be a cheaper way to do this.
A cheaper way to get lap dances?
Well, whatever, yeah.
For $500, you could have bought a pole at your house.
We have one. It's not a pretty one, but there's a pole.
Okay, all right.
It just doesn't get used.
So let's back up even further then. How long have you two been together?
Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been married that whole time?
No.
Okay.
No,
13. Probably. Right?
14.
All right.
Yeah.
He's better at that. I never
okay.
remember.
So for 19 and a half-ish years, would you say your sex life was just regular vanilla? We call it vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla.
Yeah.
Like missionary, cowgirl, doggy.
Yeah.
Maybe a little dirty talk.
Yeah, and experimented some. Like, I know, like, in college we had...
Earlier on, we did.
Like, the whole Kama Sutra book and everything. So, yeah, we did experiment then. So, I think it's always been a part. It just, we're exploring more at this point.
Okay.
I think when we had kids, a lot of that, like, went away. It was like, okay, we have a family, and
right.
there's other things that took precedence.
Sure, sure. So basically 19 and a half years of vanilla sex, maybe a little bit. The Kama Sutra book, you probably experiment with positions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, I've done a little background research on you two, and, you know, I can cheat a little bit because you guys have a profile on our website, and it's Stargazer?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for those of you who are listening, when you join the site, you can look these guys up and get to know them a little bit better through our website. But what I found was you also have a FetLife account.
I do.
Both of you do.
Yes, we do.
So, was any of that... Was BDSM a precursor to what you're doing now, or did this all kind of happen at the same time?
We had light bondage and stuff early on.
Yeah.
So okay. Kind of when we were doing that whole exploring thing.
Like furry handcuffs sort of thing, or that, a little bit more than that?
Some
ties. Yes.
The Velcro tie downs on the bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So who Velcroed who down? I can probably guess, but I'm going to have one of you say.
We actually did both.
We did okay. both. Good. But I have a preference. I'm the one that gets tied down.
Okay. Gotcha. So you're more of a switch.
Yeah.
With you lean more, a little more towards submissive bottom sort of thing.
She's probably full switch.
Yeah.
I think okay.
She's yeah, like, more submissive.
I will me. Be submissive yeah. for him.
Okay.
And maybe select other people now.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about that too, because I feel like I can't tie him up. I can't do that. Like, that ruins it for me.
Because he doms you.
Right.
And if you do it to him, then it's like a fly in the ointment.
Yeah.
You lose that control, that sense of someone having the control.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
So I need someone else that I can tie up.
All right. So how did all this start? Like, who... So one of you, it wasn't like you just sat down one day and, like... had this mutual
Actually,
conversation.
How
does that somebody had to initiate, somebody was thinking it and
so,
brought it
again,
up
it all goes back to the strip club experience where we started talking about it, like that kind of experience led to us talking more, and so now like we drive about an hour to the club, so coming down we're talking before and then we have an hour to talk after too, so we're
always talking about like what happened and what if this, or like just different
initially
scenarios.
It's like, okay, what if this happens? What are you okay with? What are we okay with? Mm-hmm. Like going in, and then afterwards we're like, okay, we talk about it. Are you comfortable with everything that happened that night?
Okay. Even with the strip club, when we went, we had the same kind of situation because it's a long drive, and we were like, okay, let's talk about it after. Mm-hmm. And were you good with that? Would you do that again? And that was a lot of money.
Right.
We're not eating out this week.
Eating out for like the next 6 months.
Well, since you're having all this discussion before and after, would you say that you guys have rules set up or guidelines?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think they started as our rules, and now they're more guidelines.
Yeah, because I tend to break the rules.
You tend to break the rules.
I do. You asked
moment,
him, right? Like, I pretty much made the rules.
So I pretty much say whatever you're comfortable with, because I can get in less trouble if she's the one leading everything. Because early on in our early on in our relationship, she was a lot more jealous, and kind of the trust factor wasn't there as much. So rather than kind of it be hurtful for us, I let her do what's comfortable for her. And I'm easygoing. I can, you know, I go with the flow. So it's.
So you're a little more anxious about it. And I only use anxious in a, you know, not in a negative way, but just. You said he's very laid back. And you said it a few times because we were texting back and forth.
Right.
But you both seem relatively laid back.
Yeah.
Or is that a persona? Oh, right. Are you putting that out there?
Like, I am kind of laid back, but I like to have a plan. I like to have a process to get me where
she wants the guidelines. And then,
So but then you want the guidelines, but then you break them.
Yeah.
Well, because, see, I've heard people always be like, well, we have these rules, and these are the rules. And the rules. It's the rules. And then just recently, I had someone say, they're not rules, they're guidelines, because as you start out, eventually you hope to evolve in this lifestyle, and that you gain the trust and you gain the ability to tell each other your deepest, darkest secrets and wants, which brought you here to begin with. So yeah, they become right. a guideline.
And I think that's kind of on like the talks when we leave, we're like, okay, is this still, so this happened tonight and, you know, it kind of pushed guidelines or rules. Do we still want that to be a rule or a guideline, or do we want to move past that now? And
been there, done that. Okay, next one. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so far we're still, what I'd say, soft.
Yeah, I would say we're.
We haven't full swapped on anyone or anything. Yeah.
Okay, so what? So I want to qualify that. What does that mean for you guys? So normally, soft swap means same room sex with other people, but you don't do anything with the other person. Then there's kind of like a meld in the middle, like between soft swap and full swap, which is maybe you fool around a little bit, but it's not full on sex.
It's probably, we're probably in, in the middle. Hybrid.
Somewhere. So, like specifically, like more specifically, no penetration, vagina and penis with another partner.
So, no butt sex either.
Right. At this point, no fluid.
more or less, no fluid exchange.
So oral sex is okay.
Yeah, oral's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really curious now, where are the rule breaks then? Because you seem like you're pretty set, like, okay, this is where we're at. Did it start out as strictly same room sex, no touching? Or, yeah, what, so give me an example of, were you okay with us breaking this rule?
So what, I'd probably say we started out with like, no oral.
Yeah.
No what?
No oral sex.
Oh, no oral. I thought you said oral. I was like, I never heard of that. I've heard of a lot of things.
But yeah, so probably no oral, and then.
How soon did that get broken?
Second night we're here.
It was.
So who broke it?
Who broke it?
I think we both did.
It was.
Who broke it first? Because somebody was waiting for the other one.
There was a couple.
So we were with another couple.
And it was just random. They're like, hey, you guys want to go in here? We're like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Right.
And then we were sort of doing our own things, just sharing the room. And then they're like, you want to switch? Yeah, sure. Why not?
It was one of those where, like, she looked at me and I'm like, I don't care.
I'm like,
is it
okay.
Like this? Like,
we're pretty much like a nod.
I'm gonna do that again.
Yeah, but so
it's go time.
And so we checked with each other, and then yeah,
it was just like a quick like, okay, and then we did.
So back up. So I want to go back to how the conversation started. You're sitting at home eating dinner. This is what I picture. And hey, honey, I've been thinking about, let's go to a strip club together.
Or did you do that beforehand, but just never really, like, oh.
I always told him, like, a long time ago, I said, you know, if the situation ever came up, I would totally go to a strip club with you. Like, I love boobs. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
So, you know, the situation came up, and I was like, all right, let's
go
to a strip
club. We both happened
to
be downtown, and we were like, well.
What do you want to do?
Well, you know.
I said, we're going to the strip club.
So, as always, the women's the instigator.
Believe it or not, that is very common.
Really?
Yes.
75% of the time.
Yeah, yeah. If we were to peg a number, I would say definitely over half.
And half I look time. At it where I'm like, I can't get in trouble if she's the one leading, so we'll just go with it.
Yeah, you think that. No, actually, you seem, yeah, because trust me, that she'd be like, why'd you let me do that? But no, it's.
No, I'm usually not like that.
What,
The other thing I think that just, I picked up listening to books lately, and I just selected some very naughty books to listen to.
Okay.
Fiction or?
She went with, what, 50 Shades?
Right.
I did listen to the 50 Shades selection, all five of the books, because there's five.
Yeah.
And then I was like, those were good. Let me find some other ones. And there's another series out there that's kind of similar. And I read that series of like five books. And I'm like, wow, you mean like there's places that exist like this out there? Okay, we need to find those.
So it was Google.
So you didn't know that at that point there were things like like swing clubs or BDSM clubs, or maybe you suspected?
I guess I knew that there was swing clubs. I happened to work somewhere and they were building a swing club nearby at one point. And this was way back in
the day.
This
was before we were married.
Before we were even married. And people were like whispering at work, "Hey, that's a swing club." And I'm like, why would I ever need to know that?
Right, right. I think I know the club of you speak.
Probably. So we always knew it existed. And then even when we think about that, around that time, we listened to a radio show that was on. It was a Playboy radio show. Oh, yeah. It was Swing Time with Holly and Michael.
Yep, yep.
So we listened to that. And then again, after that, we had kids and whatever. And
yeah, kind of our relationship was backburnered until,
recently.
Until you were downtown trolling around looking for hookers and drugs. And you didn't find either one of those. You said, well, I'll do the next best thing. We go to a strip club.
Yeah. Then we literally found this place by Google.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, we Googled sex club, and this came up.
Wow, okay. I don't think I've actually ever Googled sex club. I'm a little more like, swingers club or couples club or, I guess sex club works too.
We were raw to this whole thing, so we're like, sex club.
No, that's great to know. Yeah. Now I know which keywords to buy on Google. So tell me more about the BDSM stuff. Because you're a switch and you're a dom, I'm really curious about the dynamic. I know you said that you don't want to dom him. How did that, strip club to BDSM, we normally put those together.
Yeah, so I think about the same time,
our journey has been one that's crazy backwards.
Yeah, we feel like it's backwards, but I don't know.
Because we had the FetLife accounts before we had an SLS account.
Okay.
Or anything like that. So
before we even were here, we had FetLife.
Yeah, we did that, and just to, I guess, see what was out there.
Again, I think it was just Google. Like, let me Google some kind. There has to be some kind of test out there. Like, what do I like? I don't know. Let me.
I did.
See.
I read through your profile on FetLife, and I saw the test, of all the percentages
of
what
different
you
things.
Are.
And I think it says 99 or 100% switch. On
okay.
there, that's pretty accurate, I would say.
Yeah. So.
So at a moment's notice, you can go from one to the other. You're like Batman.
If the right person is around.
And so, like I said, I think it started early on where we experimented with different things, like the whole tying up, things like that.
Yeah.
Spanking.
A little. Yeah. And I think we're still exploring a lot of it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think everything's still evolving.
Are you pretty open sexually with each other? I mean, and what I mean by that is, now we're gonna get you the whammies. So
if you guys could see the looks on their faces.
Is there anything in your minds that you've thought about that you haven't brought to the forefront with each other? And
I don't think so. Honestly, I think since probably we started this, we're pretty much open about everything.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we've had to be. Sometimes I will. I'll be thinking about something. And more recently, I was like, I don't even want to tell you. You're going to say I'm crazy. You're going to be like, you're nuts.
Well, good. You didn't tell us now.
Yeah. Great. Here we go. We had this conversation on the way down, too.
Okay.
I was like, I would totally just have a whole line of people, a whole line of guys.
Right.
Like, why not?
Okay. And?
I said, I'm okay with anything, pretty much.
Yeah.
I actually joked with her. I was like, does that mean I have to buy, a deli counter thing?
The pull tab?
Oh, no. And then he, looked it up on Amazon and was like, see, this is how much they cost now
gosh.
Serving.
Well, the bang box.
Yeah, obviously you've seen the bang box.
Mm-hmm. She though.
They have to go through a vetting process.
Sure, I think virtually all women have said that at some degree, or so. When we give the tours, we talk about the bang box, and I I say this specifically, you know, you obviously want to use it with somebody you trust, meaning your partner needs to know what your rules are. You know, it can't just be any random person.
Yeah.
And I would say it's probably true for 80% of people that have used that. You know, the husband, you know, visually he's going to see who's doing what's, you know, being done. So it's got to be, you know, in his mind at least, you know, somewhat.
Control,
pleasing to his eye, you know.
We joke that I want a list. Like, you have to sign up on my list.
No, the next time you come into the club, after you get your pull tab thingy from Amazon, you walk around with it, and it's like, you're the lucky number 4, you know, as you walk up to the gentleman that fits
your criteria.
That's not
a bad idea, actually. Or you have little things, you know, just something you hand out, like a pog or, you know, something. And,
Turn in your
right. We'll call it pull a tab night. You are lucky number 27. Oh, I think I'd be 27. Not that train. I wouldn't complain personally, but so you're ever evolving. You're both ever. You seem like you just like whatever. You're letting her drive the boat. And
I do. And she asked me like I was like guys are simple. Women have more fantasies and more like. Thought around it. Guys are pretty simple.
You just want to get off.
Pretty much.
Now, do you think that's true that, you know, as women that we have more fantasies? Is it like the romance novels or the movies we watched growing up that there's like this whole like thing of what we want or what we should get?
I mean, I feel like that sometimes, but not all the time.
You want the dirty sex too.
Sure.
But you want the romance novel dirty sex, like where Pedro comes through the door, come with me, I'm taking you to bed.
It doesn't even have to be that. I mean, Jesus, I just told you. You're like, you pull a ticket. In line.
Next time you're at the deli counter, boy, you're going to be like,
who goes to get the lunch meat?
It's all about meat.
Right? What you could do is you could just pretend like there's a bunch of different guys. You could just keep going, and then, okay, next, going. She wouldn't know. She's in the bang box.
Oh, no. We know.
Probably, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a certain sensitivity to our vaginas that they know the difference.
Yeah, not all penises are alike, right? Yeah,
that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could tell you stories. We won't go into them today.
But,
So, to this point, I mean, obviously you're relatively new. What do you think? You talked about, you know, when you're driving home, that was this okay or whatever. So, what do you feel the most craziest thing you've done, if anything? Or is there? And by crazy, I mean just, you know, I was like, wow, I can't believe we did that. But it was awesome. No?
I don't know if there's anything, like, super crazy.
No, I don't think
I've got there yet. But...
There was 2, 4, 5 of us in a room one night.
5? Okay. That's more than I've had in a room at one time.
Another couple and then
a single?
A single, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, other than that, just like what I call the common room.
Yeah, the group room.
The group room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I call it the common room.
Do you think you're exhibitionist?
I for sure am.
You like people to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always like, are you going to leave the door open? Are you going to open the window?
And he's like,
I think it
How
depends.
About we leave the blinds open?
Yeah. I don't know.
Even if it's just us, I usually am like, aren't you going to leave the blinds open?
And I go back and forth. So sometimes I'm okay with it, and sometimes I'm like, just us.
Right.
Kinda, yeah.
You still want a little bit of that intimacy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's where you want to do your freaky deek stuff. Nobody watching.
Maybe. I think our freaky stuff is usually when people are watching.
Do you have a bucket list?
I probably do, but I don't have it like written down. I'm slowly crossing things off, like the
St. Andrew's Cross.
St. Andrew's Cross in the dungeon. Uh-huh. I checked that box.
Oh. Now, that was you on the St. Andrew's Cross?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is the second part of that, you want to put somebody on the St. Andrew's Cross?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. So, like, flogging, spanking, that sort of thing, or you just want to... Yeah, tell me what that... Because I've mentioned spanking a couple times, and you're both like, oh, what does it look like for you?
So, for me, I guess it would depend who it was. It's not like I haven't had guys offer, but...
To get tied up?
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, I think...
There's a comfort level.
Right, there is a comfort level, and I think that if we wanted a whole pleasurable experience... then he could be involved in it too. And for him to be involved, I'd rather it be a female.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I wouldn't if it was a guy, but I'd prefer a female.
Okay.
So
that he can be involved also.
Yeah, so that he can be involved too.
Okay.
So
more of like having your way with her rather than...
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I think no matter what, even if it's our relationship or an experience in the club, you have to talk to that other person.
Oh, absolutely.
And make sure that you're operating within their limits. So what do you like? Mm-hmm. What do you want? What would you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I would be very open to try new and different things, but I don't want to do something outside of what they feel comfortable with.
Sure.
As well as it being pleasurable for everyone.
Yeah.
Right. Correct. Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I think overall, generally, I want it to be something that everybody would be comfortable with. Not just like, hey, I'm going to do whatever I want to you and you're going to like it.
Right. It's important, you know, like for me personally, I get off knowing that the other person is enjoying it also. It's not, I know some people that get into the lifestyle, especially when you get into BDSM, I think... sometimes it turns very one-sided where you can have a dom, and it could be male or female, it doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
Where it's all just about them, and perhaps the person who's submitting, you know, isn't necessarily getting what they want out of it
right.
as well. So,
and that's definitely not where I want to go with that.
Right,
I want to make sure that whoever that other person is, that they're getting what they want, and that both of us as a couple are getting what we would like out of that, too.
Yeah. So do you feel like you're more... on the kink side, because that was the first thing you delved into, or do you feel like you're 50-50 or leaning into more the, for lack of another word, swinger part of it?
I think it almost depends on the night, really.
It really does, I think. So I think a good answer to that would be like 50-50. Like, yeah, I would consider us swingers, mm-hmm. but I also consider us like having different kinks and things like that that we enjoy.
So that was one of the things, like, the ride home after the second night when we were with the couple, that was the question, are we swingers now?
Literally.
Are we swingers now?
Are we swingers now? I think we
might cross over.
Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah. And so that's how this is evolving. We're just, like, dive right in and then see where it takes us.
That is usually what we say. Like, we literally just dove right in the pool. We're like, all right. If we're going to do this, let's
drink
do this.
The Kool-Aid and
yeah.
That's it. Okay.
What, so we, I'm assuming your first night you were nervous.
We were a little nervous.
I mean, yeah, just a little bit, but I think we picked a good night for us,
mm-hmm.
what we felt comfortable with. And there wasn't a lot of people and we came here for us,
mm-hmm.
not to be swingers or not necessarily to, you know, have sex with other people,
mm-hmm.
but just for us to have a different experience. And so that first night, did we use the room with the padded wall?
Yeah.
The little BDSM room?
Yeah.
The
of course. That's my favorite room.
Is it your favorite room?
It is, aside from the dungeon.
Have you tried the Sibian room?
No.
I have not. People say that we should, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Because of multiple people using it, or you're just afraid of it? Maybe you're ready to your teeth out, or... I actually joke with people. I'm like, it's so powerful. If you have loose teeth, one of them is going to come out.
I don't know. I think maybe that's just not my thing.
Are okay, so normally at home, like vibrators, yes, no, you know.
Yes. I have we have a vibrator and we have I don't know what that thing is that you bought me.
The magic wand.
Oh yeah, the magic
Okay.
wand. That's
Like the
it.
Hitachi, like the big
Yep. The
thing.
big, yeah, the
yep.
big
bulbous
one.
thing.
The neck massager that you can get at CVS or Rite Aid.
We have the attachments for it too that
Oh
you can do
wow.
many things with.
Oh, okay.
I saw one and I've not personally experienced it, but there's one that's for guys that
Yeah.
goes on and it's got like a loop thing or something that you
We
can actually
saw
jerk
that
the
one. We
guy off
didn't. I don't
with.
think we got
No,
that.
we don't have
We
that
don't have
one.
that one.
Okay. So you're probably, and we'll get really raunchy. So more clitoral vibration for you. You've
Yeah.
never heard anything that big. You
No.
haven't had a vibrator that big before.
No.
I'm like,
Have you used it yet?
Oh yeah.
And?
Yeah. We even use it here.
Oh, okay. So you bring
Okay.
it around.
Oh
You
yeah.
keep it in the trunk of the car.
It is in the car right now.
I mean, what's that in the glove box?
Why is it on the seat next to you?
There's a bag of ropes in
You tie it to your lap while you're driving.
That's a really good idea.
Can you get a Hitachi chair in your car?
Oh, maybe a
They have
Hitachi.
harnesses.
Yeah, there you
Oh,
go. Maybe
yeah, they
just
do have
strap
the
the harness.
harness.
Yeah, be careful driving though. You may end up doing like 120 miles an hour.
She's been strapped to the wall while other people have used the Hitachi
Other
on her.
people
Yeah.
use the Hitachi on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that like for you? Like, are you blindfolded, number one?
No.
Okay. How are you about blindfolds? Some people are.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not blindfolded. How is that for you? Like, what is the, is it because other people are doing it or just the fact that
Well, there
you're.
was three. I mean, it was him and another couple, so how can you not enjoy that? And I was strapped to the wall and I couldn't do anything about it.
Right?
Which is what you like.
Yeah. And I felt comfortable with them, so I wasn't afraid of, like them going too far or anything like that.
So you do know that we do have the attachment for the Sibian that is not a penetrating attachment. So it's just little nubbies that you sit
That
on.
you sit on. Yeah.
And that's just as bad as the
So partially, this is probably where this comes from, and honestly, I feel like I'm giving a lot away.
Good.
Yeah, I know, right? So he's the one that uses them all on me. I don't use them
Oh.
at all,
Okay.
ever. Like,
Is that to say you don't masturbate?
I don't.
That's what I said
Ever?
too.
No,
Not even the
okay,
shower head?
so
Like, I'm over here, like,
Mary,
not even
Mary Lou, somebody's giving some stuff away.
the Well,
Honey,
I
thank
mean,
goodness
I
I've
will
got
say,
a
not that
full,
I
like, I don't
have
have a hot
it.
water tank. I have the thing that you can have hot water
The
for 7 hours if
constant
you want
flow.
to. Three and a
Yeah.
half hours later, honey, your
Why
shower.
are you still in
Chair
the
in the shower. I have a
shower.
little bamboo chair in the shower and everything. I'm sorry. About you.
So
So,
it's not that I haven't, but I haven't in so long that I can't even tell you the last time it was.
Okay. Good for you,
I
Joe.
just felt like, I
When's the last
don't
time you masturbated?
know.
He's
It's
like,
been
what
a
time? He's like,
while.
what time is it?
Yeah, honestly, it's been a while
Yeah.
because I haven't needed
Yeah. So do you? Okay. So that's a good question. So I'm assuming before your sex life was good.
Yeah.
Do you feel like now
It's better.
better? You're having sex more, you know?
We're definitely probably having sex more.
Yeah. For sure.
Who typically initiates?
Again, I think it's 50-50.
Now, yeah. But before, it was always him.
Okay. Because you're busy with the kids and stuff like that, and
Yeah.
probably work and stuff on your
Family life.
mind, and
Yeah.
you know. And he's like, all right,
Because
either I'm going to rub one out or I'm going to rub
I'm generally like, as a person, I'm a thinker. I think about a lot of things. And so that was not what I was thinking about.
Right. But
Yeah.
now that you've started on this journey, you feel like that's, do you think it's
I
first
think,
and foremost?
well, I think really it changed before we started on this journey, and I think that's what led us.
That's what led us here, I
Yeah.
think, too.
Okay. So was it a conversation like we're just not connected and we need to reconnect, or was it?
I think we've had those conversations, yeah. But
honestly, I mean, we definitely have had those conversations
because of work and kids and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure we know what occurred.
Yeah, there was to be 100% honest, there was a period of time where we went for quite a while and we just didn't even have sex.
Once or twice a month or right. A couple months.
Or a couple months with nothing. And I can honestly say, and I think we had this conversation, we don't really know what happened or what changed but something.
There wasn't like this monumentous, like, big fight or blowout or... Honey, we need to talk about this. This is kind of crazy. We're only having sex once every 2 months. So it wasn't like that sort of conversation.
No.
It just kind of...
It's almost like, I don't even know if it was hormonal shift or something.
I definitely would say, like, when it changed, whatever it was me.
Really? Okay.
Maybe the thinking part of you finally kind of let go of some of that stuff that was...
Yeah, maybe. Let go with some stress and some things, and I do think there probably was some like hormonal stuff that was going on or whatever that might have changed.
Had you read like the 50 Shades of Grey books or watched the movies, or was this like you had this moment where you sort of talked about this and then you started doing that?
I think it was more your libido started coming back and then you went into that.
And then I started reading the books.
Okay. No, that's good, like, though.
Yeah.
Not to get scientific, but, like, diet changes or, you know, was there another life event that you were like, okay, I've got to get my life back in order, or this is just isn't right, or was there anything else that, you know, preceded that? Well, are there other changes to your life other than just the sex life?
Not that I was aware of.
I mean, not that I can think of.
Okay. So everything else pretty much the same, work, kids.
Yep. Yeah.
You know. Okay.
But I think sometimes, too, as you evolve in your relationship, you know, 20 years being together, your family's evolving into, you know, different sections of their life, mm-hmm. that there's a lot of stresses and a lot of things that we're not even conscious of that change. Where all of a sudden it's kind of like, there's this weight that's not there, and it's something I don't have to worry about anymore, and I can finally think about me. You know, and I think that happens with a lot of women coming into this lifestyle where that's where you get that 75% that initiated it first. You know, they're like, oh, wait a minute, I forgot what this was all like, and I want it.
So I definitely remember, like, when we went for a really long time and we hadn't had sex, and then we had sex, I was like, holy shit, I forgot what that was like. Damn.
Wow.
It was like someone was ringing the bell.
Woo-hoo! I was like a teenage boy, like, okay, let's do that again.
And Joe was just like, yeah. So to give you Joe's, I was like, yeah, I got it.
There were still points, though, then it would be like another month or so. So it was still, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, 2019, this spring, something happened, and you're like, we're going from 5 miles an hour to 500 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yep. And we're here.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why we agreed to do this, right?
Yes. Which is really, I'll tell you, it's, very interesting to me. Now, you know, this is the first interview. We did Ashton Blake, you know, was that 3 months ago, whatever, 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed that you guys are like, we would do that. And I was like, really? Okay. Brand new. Like, I would expect that from somebody who's been doing this for 5, 10, 20 years. Like, yeah, we've been doing this forever. I'll talk to you. We'll go on camera. We'll get naked. You know, we'll do all this stuff. But I'm really genuinely impressed that after 4 months, you know, you're like, yeah, let's do this. And now you want to do the bang backs and you know, let's have a gangbang. And Joe's like,
You know what is funny, though, because we have met and chatted with a lot of swingers, with just generally a lot more people. Mm-hmm. And when we talk to people and we tell them that we're new at this and that we've only been sort of involved in it for a couple of months, they're like, you're kidding, right? Like, no, you're not new. And I'm like, yes, we are. Right. They're like, no, you're not. But one of the things I think that they usually say to us is that it's a mindset. And apparently, like, we're just very open, I guess, right, to that.
I think also, like, you guys picked the night that was right for you to make your first time here, which is one of the things he always tells people. Look at the events, see what's going on, and see what clicks for you. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise they come in that first night and it's overload.
Yeah.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, for some people. It definitely could be.
Yeah.
So for you, was it more of just the date that worked for you, or was it the specific event, or?
I think it was a little of both. I think
the date happened to work, the event, it was a body beautiful night, mm-hmm, and to be really open, mm-hmm, like, I don't feel that beautiful, right? Oh, I'm like, just generally, like, I used to weigh, yeah, I have like no self-confidence whatsoever. So generally, I just would not feel that comfortable. But even from like body beautiful to you guys, you saw me here the other day, I was wearing almost nothing.
So in that vein, do you feel like your confidence level is boosted? Like you've gotten a boost in that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. So I think for the Body Beautiful night was really good for me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just other times that we've come back and talking to people and getting to know people and things like that, then I think it has helped my confidence. And I think that that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because I feel like a lot of people come into this, and I feel a lot of phone calls, text messages, emails from people that ask virtually the same question, which is, you know, we're a little older, or we're not in great shape, or whatever, we don't think that we're that attractive, are we going to fit in? And it's very difficult to convey to people that that really doesn't matter. Yes, there is a small percentage of people in the population, that's true for everywhere, not just here, but that it's all about how you look. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll all agree that looks do play a factor no matter what, but having said that, less here. To here it's about being, I think, open and sexually open. And I mean, it was cool that that was the night you came out, but you probably could have come on any night and had the same experience. It probably felt more comfortable for you. Yeah. Thinking, okay, well, it's going to be people like me here, but as you know, it's people like us.
Yeah.
At every event,
it literally is anybody.
Right. You know, it's not, so this is what I tell people, you know, or I'll ask people, like, what was your expectation? And they'll be like, oh, I didn't have any expectations. I said, bullshit. You know, you saw something on TV and this is what I described, like, it's beautiful people everywhere and there's naked bodies and there's a dominatrix spanking somebody and there's weird music playing and the lights are low.
I would like to see that.
Right. Yeah, I described that and people are like, really? That happens here?
Depends on the theme.
Yeah.
But it's always like only super uber beautiful people. You know, and I use quotations when they say beautiful people. And I just had this conversation. We were in New Orleans and we were talking. And I said, you know, there isn't a woman that walks into this place that isn't beautiful in some way, shape, or form. And I honestly believe that. I think women are amazing creatures. And I use creature in the very, you know, nice sense. I don't mean that, you know, like creature from Black Lagoon. But, you know, I've been doing this long enough that that was awesome to hear you say that you went from having low self-confidence to, I feel great being here. I'm assuming great. You know, and it's such a short time, because I think some people never reach that point. and probably for various reasons. But it's amazing to hear you say that.
I tell her all the time. I was like, no one's contacting, like, messaging us on our profile for me.
That's probably not true.
Well, I run it, so.
Right.
If you look us up, you will be talking to me.
Oh, don't say that, because now you're going to get dick pics galore. Although you probably already get
those.
Send them my way, no.
So it's funny we talked about this. So this morning, I'm doing my Instagram or whatever, and I had this person from California send me a message on Instagram, and I'll make it very brief. He was asking about another club, we're going to have the owners up there, and within 2 minutes, it segued into, hey, can you send me some pictures and videos of you two? I'm like, wait, what? And I literally replied, I'm like, huh? And he's like, so can you send me some pictures of you guys or some video? And I'm like, listen, all the pictures and stuff that I want everybody out in the public to see are already out there. And he's like, where? You're on Instagram, dummy.
Scroll.
It's right there. Those are the pictures you get to see, my friend. But yeah, it's interesting because I talk to women who are in the lifestyle. And of course, a lot of them complain about getting dick pics all the time. It's like guys go from like, hi, how are you? Boom, dick pic.
Yeah,
you, obviously, you're okay with that. So just remember, it's Stargazer. Dick pics, good.
It doesn't mean you'll get anything back. You have to pass the vetting process.
Especially if it looks like that. So you start at the dick pic and then go from there. If he passes muster that way, then okay, what does your face look like?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things or fantasies that you have that you haven't experienced yet that you, what's next on the list? I know we touched bucket list, but like, good. What, are there any fantasies, Joe, since you've been pretty quiet?
I said, I really don't have much.
As long as he gets two girls in a room or more, he's easy.
Well, that's a fantasy. Yeah. Two women. Have you had
or
the two
more.
Women? Yeah, or more. Have you had the two women experience yet?
Well, there was the five of us in the room.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty simple for me.
All right, Joe.
So
five, multiple women.
So multiple women in a room. We got that part. What about you tied up with multiple women, not necessarily in a BDS scene, but taking advantage of you?
I guess I've never really thought of it. Probably not. But
I don't feel like that'd be something he would want to do.
Okay. Oh. Interesting. All right. So, Hope. What is your... Well, we talked
oh my
about...
God.
We talked.
You need more?
So we talked about you want to do pull a tab. Anything else that you're like, okay, I'd really, really like to try this?
Oh, yeah. Definitely double penetration, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Vaginally, anally?
Yep.
Or, okay. Does that segue into a triple, like oral, anal, and vaginal?
Oh, I would do that too.
Yeah. I think that's called airtight. I heard that term probably about a year ago for the first time.
A Tupperware party?
A Tupperware. That's a good. Hey, I like that. A Tupperware party. Maybe we're going to coin that. We're gonna call it a Tupperware
party. It's another
party.
Theme night.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Are you into Tupperware? And then we'll describe what that means.
Airlock.
just make sure you don't get the bubble.
The bubble.
The
bubble. So double penetration.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Tell
me more about your dom side. I'm personally curious about your dom side.
So obviously, like sort of what we already talked about, a preference of female.
Right.
And then I can go from wherever, like whatever they would be into or willing to do. Mm-hmm.
I think they're more looking
I
to
would
explore.
Totally, yes, yeah. So we talked about this. I would totally take a strap on to whoever, though.
All righty.
That includes males as well.
Well, you got to practice at home first.
That is not going to happen.
Not if you tie him down.
No.
Bog egg and some rope will go a long way.
But see, no. That's where we get into that thing. And I'd be like, that
would change things.
Yeah, it would ruin it for me. I'd be like, eh. Right.
Now you don't get to tie me up anymore, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, obviously, the girls and stuff? You got nothing, Joe. Very disappointing. I'm very disappointing.
I just go with the flow.
So is there anything else, though, like BDSM-wise that intrigues you, like fire play or
needle play? More into rope play.
Yeah, definitely more into ropes, for sure, considering I told someone here that they could tie me up anytime.
That was a twisted view, I think you talked about. That was that on Saturday. I think he was done for the night.
Don't worry, we chatted today too.
Have you guys done the rope class?
We haven't.
Are you doing the rope class?
Not this time, but probably in the future.
It didn't work out, like the date.
Got it.
Definitely in the future, because that is one thing that we're both interested in. I definitely would tie some people up. Just not you.
Hard limits. What's no go?
Well, we know with Joe, no pegging.
Yeah, that's definitely a hard no.
Yeah, he's so easy and going though. He's like, yeah, all right,
except with that.
Whatever, I turns her fine. On.
No.
Wow, we're getting nothing. What? No hard limits. You heard it, folks. Stargazer, no hard limits. Dick pics good.
Seem to be changing.
Right.
I think eventually we're going to be full.
I think eventually we would end up going.
I think it depends on the couple too. I think there's that relationship side where, to be all honest, she's the only woman I've ever been with.
To date.
Yes.
Ladies. Again, is there let's talk about that.
That's part of the reason why I think we are still where we are. I don't want to share.
Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. Now we're getting down to it. So yeah. So do you? And I'm going to use the word jealousy, but maybe that's not the right word. Is there a little bit of like, if he's with another woman? If
there's I don't know that I would say jealous. I would say like own.
But you can't own him. He's the dom.
Well, but if I don't share, I do.
I've had bottles thrown at my head in the past.
Oh.
That was a long time ago.
Well, I mean, it's important to talk about that. I mean, you know, jealousy in the lifestyle is, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, if you're swingers or if you're in the lifestyle or you're non-monogamous, that jealousy doesn't rear its ugly head. And you know, that, you know, I've certainly experienced it in my day, and I'm sure Mary Lou has, and, you know, I suspected that's, you know, why full swap wasn't on the table initially. Not because of you or you specifically, but just through the conversation. You're not sure how that works.
Yeah, and I think a portion is jealousy, and then it's a comfort level, too.
Insecurity, maybe?
Well, I think a comfort level maybe in finding the right couple, because we would not just full swap with, hey, you want to go full swap? No, I don't even know your name.
It's like there's no taking it for the team.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that we've talked about, and that...
It's a comfort level for both of us.
Right.
Yeah, that we both have to be comfortable with whoever it would be. Mm-hmm. And I think most, on the other side of that too, most of the couples that we've had interactions with, like physical interactions with, are all soft swap too. Right. So I don't know that we...
So it's got to be something that's everyone is comfortable with.
So
I'm not saying it wouldn't be on the table. They definitely might be on the table at some point. I just don't know.
You're not there yet.
Yeah. I don't know when that would be.
Okay. Now, in talking to other couples in the last couple months that you guys have been doing this, do you find people saying that it's harder to find that perfect match in another couple for a full swap. Because everyone has to be on the same page. Everyone has to want to achieve the same goals and mutual attractions. Yeah.
He may be attracted to somebody, but you're like, oh, I'm not gelling with her, or vice versa. Right.
I actually do tell him, and I said, even for like two girls, I feel like I have to like her.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Like,
you just can't be whoever.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to get real personal. I'm assuming you've been with other men in your life.
Yes.
Okay. And but she's been the only woman you've actually had intercourse with.
Yep.
Okay. Did that happen before you started coming to the club? With you specifically, Hope? Or was that before you two were together?
Oh, before we were together.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He keeps me on the straight and narrow.
So you took his virginity. That's actually pretty wild.
Yeah.
And that's not the first time I've heard that. I've had couples that have come here that were both virgins with each other and then jump from that to let's go to a lifestyle club and experience other people. But I think that's an amazing way to do it. Unfortunately, so many people end up cheating, you know, because they can't have that open dialogue with each other. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing. This is really what it is for me in doing this. It's less about the sex and more about the intimacy between you two or between couples and being able to talk about those things and say, this is what we want to do and experience.
And we've said we are probably more comfortable talking to each other now than we've ever been in the
prior ever.
20, yeah,
yeah, ever. I think we feel
that's
a lot
so
closer,
important.
A lot more open.
Yeah. Because you're forced to talk, because if you don't, that's where issues occur.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, the way here, the way home, mm-hmm. we're always talking because you don't want issues to fester, or if so, you're not comfortable with something, you need to discuss it, and then you move on. Yeah.
Right. Now, 2 or 3 days after you've been here, do you still talk about what happened? Is it a source of eroticism to be like,
sometimes, depending on what it is. I mean, he is really easygoing because I do chat with a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm working on my list. I'm
yeah.
getting my list together.
We got to bring Joe out of the show. We got to. I feel like there's some wacky shit going on there. You just haven't, like, said, you haven't opened the trap door. And I think some crazy shit's going to come popping out one day. Like, honey, I want
to
do A, B, C, and D, and you're
and
Hope's going
to
be like,
oh, shit.
We're going to have to do this again in, like, 3 months.
We'll have to have,
like, this
follow-up.
Is the update.
Right,
yeah.
Yes, yes. We're going to have a one-year follow-up. Like, where are they now?
What happened?
Hopefully, you're obviously still in the lifestyle and enjoying it and doing the things that you want to do. You know, that's, you are, like I said, the what I love hearing about, like, this is what you know, the connection and all of that. And 19 years of not doing that. Not that you weren't connected, but living life and doing the regular thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, let's get on the gas. And, you know, I read this quote, and I'm going to say it. I'll probably say it 100 times doing these if I do some more of these. You know, you live two lives. And your second one starts when you realize you only have one. And
yeah.
That's so true for so many people. I know it's been for me mm-hmm. and for Mary Lou and I think when people walk through these doors, not everybody, but a lot of people, when they walk through these doors, they realize, wow, how much they've been missing out on. Yeah, because I've had people come here 30 years married and never experienced things like this.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting are the people that are just starting out in their relationship, and this is where they start, you know. So, but anything else you guys want to add?
I agree. I mean, I think that it's about, you know, living your life and experiencing things. We even talk about that for our own family. Like, we want to have experiences. We want to have things that we can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, like, some of the things that we've done, whether it be here or somewhere else, I'm like, oh, my God. I think about that, and I'm like, yes, that
mm-hmm.
was great.
Right.
Let's do that again.
You'll never be able to walk into a deli ever again. You'll see that thing. You'll be like, oh, excuse me. I gotta go.
Did you order it?
No.
No.
You have an hour.
Who's driving home?
Is it saved in your cart?
No, not yet.
I have a tendency. I'll find stuff and I'll save it in my cart. We had switched phones and she was using one of my older phones, not just a few months old, but, and she's on eBay and she's like, "What is this in your cart?" I'm like, "Oh, that's something I meant to talk to you about. I haven't ordered yet." And I'm like, "Can I order it?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure." Bloop. It'll be here in a couple of days. Yeah. So.
I was going to say, pretty much with us, it's about us feeling comfortable with whatever situation, and then communication is the number one key. And I think now we talk about everything. And like I said on the way down, I said, "Hey, I don't feel there's any need for like cheating or anything, because if there's something that's missing or that you want, we just talk about it now."
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's, I think, strengthened our relationship exploring throughout. Yeah.
And that actually just reminded me when you went and asked the question about hard limits and we like didn't really have anything. It's that we play together. Mm-hmm. Like we're always together. It's not separate. It's a package deal. Yeah. Like,
right.
And sometimes, and like, I know, like we say, people have other rules, different guidelines, but
yeah.
I think for most people that are like same room experiences, it's because that is an experience.
Yeah.
You know, you could be having the time of your life right there with somebody else going down on your whatever. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden look over and there's your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that immediate connection of going, "Wow, are you seeing what, are you experiencing?" Like,
yeah.
And
it's
that's
a shared
that.
Experience.
It's a shared, yes. Yeah. And it's that. Irregardless of what other things are going on, there's still that connection and intimacy
mm-hmm.
between the two of you.
Which brings me back to when we had the five people in the room. I think one of the things I liked about it is that I felt comfortable and I was like, "Hey, do this, do that."
Yeah.
I'm like, in that situation, I think that's
you're
sort of
playing,
my other
you're playing
side.
A little down there.
It comes out and I'm like, "You do this."
And he's like,
Okay.
we're testing your dom side.
But I think we did that even in the strip club when we went back to that. He'll just kind of like be like, "Oh, whatever," and I'm like, "No, do it. Go ahead. It's okay."
And again, mm-hmm. I think it's more that comfort where,
sure.
you know, even if there aren't boundaries, it's, you know, as long as we're both comfortable and
right.
then we. Move forward.
Yeah.
That's probably that's the key to all of it, is that you do it together and you agree to everything. And that's what I think a lot of people miss, or a misconception about the lifestyle is, "Oh, you're just cheating on your spouse." And mm-hmm. that's,
yeah, we no, come to
cheating is cheating. And this is nowhere near that, not even in the same realm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we arrive together, experience everything here together, and then we go home together.
And then we usually have sex when we go home.
Mm-hmm. Do you have sex when you get home?
Yeah.
It's hotter that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's that, because everything is still fresh in your head and you're just kind of like experiencing it all over again, but you're experiencing it right there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. I think we're going to wrap up then.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. We're going to sign off. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening. I hope you got something out of this podcast. And if you did, please be sure to share it with someone who you think could benefit from it. Be sure to visit our website at bodyshopclubs.com. And if you'd like to reach me directly, you can do so at area code 412-690-0699. All right. Well, thanks so much and you take care.